Just going to run this dog to see if we can find any type of human remains that are left.
Listen to Where Secrets Go to Die, The Disappearance of Derek Hennigan. From the Detroit Free Press, a new podcast set in the woods of Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Available on Apple, Spotify, Freep.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Today's episode is brought to you by Bush's Fresh Food Market. Calling all foodies, Bush's is hiring. Are you passionate about food, looking for growth, development, and excellent wages? Come grow with Bush's and apply online at bushes.com/join our team. That's Bush's, bushes.com/join our team.
From the Detroit Free Press, I'm Emma Stein with today's Free Press Voice Briefing. It's Thursday, September 29th, 2022. Former Michiganders in Florida faced a tough decision: hunker down or flee. Hurricane Ian made landfall as a Category 4 storm on Wednesday and is supposed to continue to move through Florida on Thursday. The storm is described as extremely dangerous and has already caused extensive damage. Barbie Edwards, a former Metro Detroiter who moved to Sarasota 22 years ago, said this is the worst hurricane she's ever seen. Edwards and her husband boarded up their windows and fled to Jupiter, just looking for a fighting chance. Nicholas Longroy, a 21-year-old from Troy, has lived in Orlando for 3 years. He said he expected to see hurricanes when he decided to move to Florida, but he's still worried. He chose to stay put and weather the storm.
I'm Lindsay Green, dining and restaurant critic at the Detroit Free Press. No restaurant is immune to the challenges associated with the COVID-19 pandemic. But according to some of Metro Detroit's vegan business owners, the vegan market has higher hurdles to climb. Over the past several months, some of Metro Detroit's most prominent vegan establishments have either downsized or shuttered altogether. This can be attributed to a number of factors. For starters, vegan businesses draw from a smaller consumer pool than omnivorous businesses do. A relatively young market, the vegan restaurant industry also operates with fewer resources than traditional restaurants that have access to subsidized ingredients. And for some, these exorbitant food costs are unsustainable. And as traditional restaurants and supermarkets have become more vegan-friendly, there's less of a desire for niche, solely plant-based eateries. For vegan operations to see a post-pandemic future, business owners will need to evolve. In many cases, dreams of a brick-and-mortar restaurant solely focused on vegan dishes just might manifest more successfully as a pop-up with low overhead and a wholesale arm to meet the demand for plant-based goods at omnivorous retailers.
This is Phoebe Wall Howard, an automotive reporter at the Detroit Free Press. We covered the 2023 Ford F-Series Super Duty launch at Churchill Downs in Louisville, Kentucky this week. Big news, a big profit generator for Ford Motor Company, and dealers all over the country are waiting for these trucks. We went behind the scenes to talk with Aaron Bresky, an engineer who's been leading the team since the start. The first model year, 1999. He talks about what it means to work on this truck, how he ended up in this position, and mostly how a Michigan snowstorm can help your dreams come true. Go to freep.com to learn more and just check out a good story.
I'm Kirkland Crawford with the Free Press Sports Department, checking in on the hobbled Detroit Lions. Wednesday's practice injury report reads like a who's who among the guys who didn't practice: DeAndre Swift, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Josh Reynolds, TJ Hockenson, Jonah Jackson, Frank Ragnow, and even kicker Austin Seibert. Now, of that list, the players least likely to play on Sunday are Jackson, who's had a finger injury that's kept him out the last two games, and Swift. The Lions' starting running back has had a bum ankle since week one and then suffered a sprained shoulder in last Sunday's loss in Minnesota. Lions coach Dan Campbell said Wednesday that things will have to improve significantly in order for Swift to play. He also said he's confident in the rest of the Lions running backs. So it's sounding like Swift will miss this Sunday at Ford Field against the Seattle Seahawks. Both teams are 1-2, making this one a key game early in the season.
For more stories from the Detroit Free Press, be sure to check out freep.com. That's freep.com. I'll see you tomorrow.
Just going to run this dog to see if we can find any type of human remains that are left.
Listen to Where Secrets Go to Die, The Disappearance of Derek Hennigan. From the Detroit Free Press, a new podcast set in the woods of Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Available on Apple, Spotify, Freep.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.